2. Testing 1-2, testing 1-2. This is Annie Clover Fry. I'm at the home of Leslie Rome in Livingston, Montana, and it is March 3rd, 1998. Leslie, can you tell me your full name?
Leslie Pearl Wilkerson Rome.
Okay, and we're sitting in the kitchen of your house. Where is this house located?
415 South 2nd Street, Livingston, Montana.
Livingston. Okay, do you know much about your mother and your father's history?
Not too much.
Do you know, what was your dad's name?
Cash Marshall Wilkerson.
And do you know where he was born?
He was born in Missouri.
Do you know the date?
1882.
Do you happen to know what the month was?
March. August 31st.
August 31st, 1882?
1882.
And, do you know anything about your mother? What was her name?
Bessie Lee Grapes Wilkerson.
And do you know where she was born?
She was born in Missouri.
Do you happen to know where in Missouri your mom and dad was born? Okay. And what was her date of birth?
June 25th, 1882.
Okay.
She was born in Missouri also.
Okay. And well, you're living in Montana now, so were you born in Montana?
No, I was born in Missouri.
But when was your date of birth?
July 13, 1908.
And where were you born in Missouri?
Moberly, Missouri.
Moberly? And do you know why your parents moved from Missouri?
Because our home burned down.
What happened?
I can't think of that part. A tornado hit the pillars on the porch and set the house afire. And all they saved was me.
Do you know how old you were at the time?
Well, I was just a bit, must have been just a baby.
You were a baby. And so they lost everything?
They lost everything.
Did you ever hear any stories, anything more about it?
Only that they moved up to my grandparents Pawnee.
They moved to your grandparents' place? Where was that?
In Pawnee County, Oklahoma.
Oh, Pawnee County, Oklahoma.
Yes.
And so, who was living there at the time when your parents moved there?
My grandpa. What's his name?
Who was living in Oklahoma at the time?
My grandpa, Ambrose Wilkerson, and his wife, Mary Ann Wood Wilkerson.
And so they must have been your dad's,
My dad's parents.
Okay. And so they were living in Oklahoma at the time. Do you have any idea why your grandparents had gone to Oklahoma?
No. We, my grandpa had a blacksmith shop there. That was his work.
So your grandpa Ambrose was a blacksmith.
Blacksmith. Uh-huh.
And your parents took you there after they lost their house in the tornado.
Yes.
Were you the oldest?
I was the only one. There was two that had passed away, a boy and a girl.
Oh. So at that time you were the only child?
I was the only child.
Did you ever learn the names of your two siblings who died?
Ambrose and Blanche.
What was the first name?
Ambrose. Ambrose was the boy and Blanche.
Can you spell Ambrose? No?
A-M-M-E-R-O-S-E, I don't know.
Ambrose, like your dad?
Like my grandpa.
Oh, excuse me, like your grandpa.
Yes.
Okay. And Blanche.
And Blanche.
Do you happen to know how they died?
They were just babies.
Okay. They were just babies. And so you were the only child at the time.
The only child.
And your folks went to Missouri and stayed with your dad's parents. And
no, Oklahoma.
Oh, excuse me, Oklahoma. And did they stay there for a while? Or?
Yes, for a while. I don't know how long, because like I say, I was just a baby, so I don't know much about anything then.
And where'd they go after that?
My folks?
Mm-hmm.
My dad went to Basin, Wyoming, where he got a job there. Yes.
Do you know how he got there?
On the train.
Okay. He went to Basin, Wyoming, and
yeah,
got a job plastering houses?
House. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did you and your mother go with him?
No, we didn't go till later. And
how did you get there?
We got there on the train.
Okay. And I suppose I should ask you, do you remember much? Let's back up a little bit. And do you remember much about Oklahoma?
Only my grandparents' home is all I remember.
Can you tell me what you remember about it?
I remember there was a big porch in the front. My grandpa got down under there to clean it out, and he found a little iron, and he gave it to me.
A little iron like that you would iron
yeah,
clothes with?
It was made of iron. All the whole thing. And he gave it to me. He was very proud of it.
You were proud of it? And then do you remember much about the inside of the house?
Well, inside, there was a... You walked in the front door, and there was a big hall. And off of this hall was... You went up on a platform, and there was a big... grandfather clock there, which I used to set on the stair and watch that pendulum on the clock.
And you liked that clock?
Oh, I loved that clock. It was so big and beautiful.
Was your parents' house, your grandparents' house out in the country, or was it in town? Or?
I think it was in town.
In town?
Mm-hmm.
And so... The grandfather clock was on a landing?
Yeah,
and
to
then,
go upstairs.
And then do you remember much about the upstairs?
I remember up that you went up the stairs, and right off of the, when you got to the landing, there was my grandmother's, do I tell it? My grandmother's sewing room. And it was, she had there was a box in there, and it had cloth on both inside and out, And she had silk pieces in it. She made quilts. And I got into that quilt, or that box, and took out those pieces and laid them on the floor. I was making a quilt. So my grandma came up and caught me. And she took me downstairs and gave me a licking, because she thought a lot of those little silk pieces that she had.
So you were just going to be like her.
Yeah, just going to be like her. I love, and I still love to sew and do things with my hands.
And so your grandma sewed a lot?
Yeah, she made quilts.
Does your family happen to have any of those quilts? No.
Not that I know of.
So that is what you remember about being in Oklahoma?
Yeah, and I remember going down the hall to the kitchen. But I don't remember much about it otherwise than that.
You don't remember much about what the kitchen was like or anything?
No, I was too little.
And what about the train ride out to Wyoming? Do you remember much about that?
Well, I remember we got on the train and we were sitting there in the seat, and it was quite a warm day, I think, because the window was open in the train. And my grandfather had given me a little bracelet, and it had a heart on it, and it had a feel like this, you know, where you pull it out, put it on.
A little clasp?
Yeah. And I took it off and threw it out the window. Why, I don't know. But I remember doing it.
Did you cry?
I imagine I did. Because I was 2 years old on the train. So you know it was July.
But what you remember was throwing it out the
window? I remember throwing it out the window, and I don't know why, because I loved it. Because I just thought it was... to see it fly out the window, I guess.
And then, is that your biggest memory about being on the train?
Biggest memory.
And then, do you remember anything about Wyoming? You went to Basin, Wyoming.
Yeah.
Did the train land in Basin?
In Basin, yes.
Okay.
And my dad was, I suppose, there to meet us.
Did your dad have relatives that were living
there,
in that area?
Yes.
Who lived there?
My Uncle Gene and his wife, Effie.
Gene and Effie?
Uncle Gene and Effie.
And what were they doing in Basin, Wyoming?
They had a ranch there. They ranched. Nice ranch, which is nice.
Did they stay there, do you know, or did they end up moving around too?
Well, as far as I know, they stayed there till probably until they got older. And then they moved to Missoula.
And so your dad got a job plastering houses in Basin, Wyoming?
Plastering and... what did I tell you? Plastering and...
Lath?
Lath and plastering.
So he helped to build houses, basically.
Yeah.
And
finishing.
Okay. The inside work, mm-hmm. would it be called?
All the inside, uh-huh.
Do you know how long you stayed in Basin?
Well, I went to the first grade there. And then that was when I got pneumonia.
Oh, what year was that?
Well, it would be my first year in school.
It would be about maybe 19. Were you about maybe 5 or 6?
About 6, probably.
Mm-hmm. And you got pneumonia, and tell me about that.
Well, I come home from school, and the boys threw snow at me, and of course got me all wet, you know. And I got down with pneumonia from it.
How long were you sick for?
A year. I was down a year on my back. Had three doctors that come took care of me. And they moved, they had, the only way they could turn me over was in sheets. They each took a hold of the sheets and turned me over.
Why was that the only way, do you know?
I don't know. I guess because I was so bad.
Do you remember much about being sick?
All I remember was that there was a little kind of a hallway right off the kitchen. And I had a bed there underneath the shelf. That's about all I can remember.
So that your mother could keep an eye on you?
Yeah, so my mother.
Did your mom use any home remedies that you know of to try to get you better?
Well, the doctors. I had three doctors coming in and out all the time. I guess I was down.
Do you know anything that they did for you?
Well, that was
besides turning you?
The only thing I can remember is turning me, and that was it.
And so after you were sick for a whole year, I imagine once you got up, you must have been pretty weak.
I was, and for Christmas I'd gotten a doll buggy and a doll, and I learned to walk again with that doll buggy, pushing that doll buggy. That's, I guess, probably the only way I would have ever learned to walk, because I was down so long.
Did you must have missed a complete year of school. And did you have any ill effects for the rest of your life?
Oh, yeah.
From the high fever, or?
The high fever and weak, you know, from being down so long. And I guess I was quite a handful.
Do you remember that, have you been, short of breath or anything like that?
I don't remember.
No ill effects from it for the rest of your life, in other words?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Although I know that I had to be awful careful all the time so that I kept my body in pretty good condition, you know, so that I didn't catch too much cold or, you know, I had to watch because pneumonia comes back and forth, you know. I guess you know that. Yeah.
So it was probably a very scary time for your parents.
Yes. And I remember while I was laying there, I started to get better. And I told you there was a shelf above my bed. And that there was a glass, little glass automobile there with candy in it. And I wanted some, so I got up to get that little glass automobile down. And I fell.
Did you get hurt?
Well, I imagine I got hurt some, but anyway, I was down in bed a little longer from it. I remember that.
Did your mom give you a piece anyway?
Oh, I never got any of it.
So after you got better, your family was in Wyoming for a while, and then do you know where they went after that? Where did your family go next?
Bridger, Montana.
And do you know why they went there?
For my dad's work. My dad went alone.
Oh, and where did you and your mom?
We went out to my Uncle Gene's ranch. And we lived there for a while.
Do you have many memories about the ranch?
Yes, I do.
Tell me what you remember.
I remember they had a shed that was, you know, just open in the front. And there was a big bench there. And my cousins and I used to make all kinds of candies and things out of mud and take the the foam of the, it was on the water, and that was the frosting. And that was the biggest memory that I had.
Making mud pies and mud candies out of mud.
And cakes, and cookies. And then I remember while I was, shall I go on? I remember while I was there playing, my uncle and my mother came out on the big porch there. And they called me to come in because we was going to town. They had a big, what do you call it, kind of like a, well, it was like a coach, and it had a fringe all the way around the top.
Like a surrey?
Yeah.
Pulled by a horse?
Pulled by two horses.
Okay.
So I ran out to go where my mother was, and I stepped on a rattlesnake, a big one.
Were you barefooted?
No, I don't think I was. I think I had shoes on. But anyway, I didn't even see the snake. I was just that hurry to get to where my mother was, and it was quite a ways to where she was. But my uncle killed it, and it had 13 rattlers on it.
Were you scared afterwards when you realized what you had done?
Yes, I was, because I didn't realize. Like I say, I was in a hurry to get there, and I just ran around and went up to where she was.
Do you remember much about rattlesnakes in those days?
Oh, they were bad. They were bad in my own. Lots of them. Yeah.
A lot of them. Do you have memories of people just? It was the thing every time you saw a rattlesnake, you just killed it.
Well, no, because I wasn't around people much. You know, just was out on the ranch there for quite a long time before we went, where my dad was. Mm-hmm. And I remember going at school. Can I tell about that? I would go to school with the school children when they had visiting days. And I loved that. We'd all get on that little pony and ride to school on because it was quite a ways. But it was so much fun to get to go to school again. Because, I had been out for a long time. But I couldn't go to school myself because, we was just there for a short time. But I would go to school anyway and visit the school kids and enjoyed it.
So let me get this straight. Now, you did go to the first grade in Basin, Wyoming, mm-hmm. and then you took sick with the pneumonia,
yeah.
and you were out for a full year.
Yeah.
And then when you were living at your uncle's ranch, you couldn't go to school then because you were only going to be there a short time?
Short time, uh-huh.
And your father was going to send for you?
Yeah,
or?
And he did.
So you got to go visit.
Yeah.
And so who were the children that you would go to school with?
My cousins, Ruth and Raymond.
Ruth and Raymond, and what were their last names?
Wilkerson.
Wilkerson.
It was my dad's brother's family.
And where was the school located? Just outside of Basin, or?
Well, it was out where it was probably maybe 4 or 5 miles from the ranch, because I don't know exactly, but I know that we rode quite a while before we got there. Of course, we were three of us on a pony, on a horse,
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
What kind of things do you remember about school?
Well, I thought it was the great, because there were so many grades, you know, that it was from the first to the eighth grade. And
was there just one teacher for all the children?
One teacher for all of them.
Can you make a guess at maybe how many children there were in the school?
Oh, probably maybe 30, maybe 30, probably around 30, because it was a pretty good sized room, and all the chairs were full, so it must have been.
And they were all country kids, pretty much?
All country kids, huh?
Do you remember, did they all wear shoes, or were there some children that would come to school barefooted?
Oh, yes, lots of times they'd come barefooted because, you know, it was summer, and they would go barefooted, not very many clothes on them either.
Do you remember what the school year was, like from what month to what month? Did they have school in the winter?
Well, I imagine they did, but I wasn't there in the winter. But I imagine they had school through the school year.
And do you remember playing games at recess?
Oh, yes.
What kind of games?
Jump rope and jacks. Those were the two things that the girls did an awful lot of. Tease one another.
Do you remember any teachers that you really liked?
I don't remember the teacher at all. I remember that just she was there. That was, I don't know her name or nothing.
But you liked to go to school.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty nice to be able to go to school and learn things. Because I could hear them get up and tell things, you know, and they teacher would call on them, and she'd ask them questions, and I thought it was so wonderful that they could get up and say the answers, and if they didn't say it, then she'd call on somebody else.
Did you know how to read yet? Do you remember?
I don't know whether I did or not, but I imagine I could read maybe a little bit. Probably not very much, just having 1 year school.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember. I don't remember too much about school. Only it was just a base in school.
And so, did you ever live in Bridger with your dad?
Yes.
So,
about a year, I think.
Okay. So your dad did send for you and your mom, and you lived in Bridger.
Yeah.
And then, where'd you go after that?
Then we came to Livingston.
Okay, and so you would have been about how old, you think, when you came here?
I think I was about 7 or 8. 8, I imagine, wouldn't you?
About right. Do you have much of a first impression of Livingston?
No, not too much. Because when we came here, that was when that terrible epidemic was here, you know, that flu epidemic. You've probably heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
It killed so many people. And they opened all the schools all opened up as hospitals here.
And were there lots and lots of people sick?
Yes, and lots died, too. And I was awful bad.
You had the flu?
Yes, and I laid in there under a window on a kind of a couch. And I know when the armistice was signed, my mother picked me up and held me while the men came down from the shops, and they had all kinds of tubs and all kinds of things to beat on, you know, that the war was over.
Are you talking about World War One?
Yeah, World War One.
Which was over in 1918, mm-hmm. around the same time as the flu epidemic.
That's it. Yeah, it was just over shortly after that, but it was real bad.
Now, World War One was over shortly after the flu epidemic.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Can we talk much about the flu epidemic. Now, who in your family had the flu?
I guess I was the only one.
You don't remember that your mother or your dad had it?
Mm-hmm. But my little sister was born right through that time.
And what was her name?
Pansy.
Okay.
And I didn't tell you about my two brothers who was born there in Basin.
Oh, no. What were their names?
Herschel and Cecil.
Do you know how to spell Herschel?
H-E-R-S-H-A-L. S-C-H-A-L.
Okay. H?
E-R-S-C-H-A-L.
And the other one is?
Cecil.
C-E-C-I-L?
Yeah, probably.
And they were born in Basin?
Mm-hmm.
So now you're not an only child. You have two brothers born in Basin and a sister named Pansy born
mm-hmm.
in Livingston, right around the flu epidemic.
Yep.
Boy.
I don't know what year she was born. Mary does, but I don't.
Well, if she was born around the flu epidemic, that was 1918.
Yeah.
So, what are your memories of that time? Now, you say you had the flu.
Yeah, I had it bad.
And do you know how long you had it for?